Hey, Trey. Scott Griffin, Smash Mouth Radio. Kevin told me last year he kind of simplified defense where you guys could fly around, make plays, it worked well. Do you see him implementing more or keeping that same philosophy where you stay aggressive?
I believe he will stay simple. The game plan will, you know, be very light, because when you're playing out there in front of hundreds of thousands of people, you got to play fast. You got to be attentive. You can't. There's no time to think. You got to react. So the play calling will be very simple, but I believe he'll throw in a couple of wrinkles here and there this year.
Go here to the left side, front row.
Trey Dan Matthews, GridironNow.com. Just describe what these last few years have been like once you left Georgia, the emotions of being told you can't play here anymore and having to move on.
The last couple of years have been amazing. It's been the most amazing years of my life. I've bounced back. I've met great friends. I've met so many great people in Auburn, man. It's unbelievable. The teachers, the custodians, they're even nice. They're the greatest people you ever meet. And it's just been an honor to come to Auburn, because they've blessed me with a lot. I've earned my degree, actually working on my master's now, so everything has worked out perfectly.
All right, let's go here, right side in the back row.
Molly Walsh with the Tuscaloosa News. Before you came to Auburn, did the Auburn-Alabama rivalry mean anything to you?
It didn't at all. I didn't even know anything about it.
So now that you play for Auburn, what does it mean to you now?
It means a lot, just because it means a lot to everyone in Auburn. It means a lot to the Auburn alumni. It means a lot to the coaches. It means a lot to the players from Alabama. So it rubbed off on me, and, you know, when that time comes around for that big rivalry game, I'm pumped up just as much as they are, like I've known my whole life about the rivalry.
Left side here, front row.
Learning from those two incidents at Georgia, was it necessarily something that somebody said to you to turn things around, or did you kind of take that on yourself to take things a different direction in your life?
I turned everything around on my own, but my mom and dad were there the whole time. They mentored me, and I just got back to my roots, because I've never gotten in any trouble in high school. I've never gotten in trouble in any time in my life. I was just, you know, 17, 18 years old, amateur, coming from a small town, going to a big college like that, you know, with a lot of partying and whatnot. I didn't know how to handle that. And my dad always told me, you know, after that incident, he said, athletic-wise, I was mature and ready for the game, but, you know, mind-wise, I was not ready yet. I was very immature, so I just had to grow up. And you know, I'm a grown man now, so you make grown man decisions, and everything has been clean this far.
Let's go here, right side in the front.
Morgan Buckles, Auburn Network. Besides yourself, who would you say we should really be looking forward to seeing on defense this year? Who do you think is going to stand out?
Ooh, that's a great question. We have a lot of talent on that defense. Y'all should look forward to watching Deshaun Davis. That's my role dog, Trey Williams, the two linebackers right there that control everything. Carlton Davis is locked down over there. Everyone knows that. Javaris Davis over there, one of the fastest in the country, he's locked down. And that front seven is going to be very nasty. So y'all get ready for that. We have a lot of young talent. Marlon Davidson brings a lot of leadership to that front seven, and he's going to do a lot of great things as well, like he did last year. And offense wise, you know, I don't really watch them too much because I'm so focused on the defense, but I know Chip is doing a great job over there, and I'm excited to see Petway do his thing, and, you know, the whole quarterback situation. And I'm also excited to see my boy Jason Smith. I had to shout him out because he told me to. Shout out Jason Smith. I'm excited to watch him play a little bit, and a lot of the other receivers.
Let's go here, left side, second row.
Matt Stevens, Montgomery Advertiser. Trey, I know your first year at Auburn, you dealt with so many injuries. It seemed like Carlton was going through that same thing last year. He was getting picked on after suffering a couple of injuries. Can you kind of talk about what it's like to go through a year when you know you're not right? And was this past year what you can do when you're healthy?
Yes, sir. This past year shows exactly what I can do when I'm healthy. And I'm in the same system one more year with Coach Steele, and I feel like I'm going to have a blast this year. I'll be healthy once again. And Carlton, he went through a lot of adversity, and I know exactly where he's coming from. I was there mentoring him the whole way because I know that feeling when you're hurt and you have these lingering injuries and you can't go full speed, but you want to and you want to be out there with your teammates, but you sacrificing that just to be out there. But you're not playing up to par. You're not playing at the best of your ability, but you're just out there because you want to be. And he's in the best shape of his life right now. He's healthy. So y'all look forward to him having a great season this year as well.
Let's go right side here in the back corner.
John Wilkerson, WNML, Knoxville. How important is the South's oldest rivalry? You've got the unique perspective of being on both sides of it, at Georgia and at Auburn, but how important to you would it be to finish on the winning side?
It's very important to me. That would be a great way to go out and finish things here at Auburn. So I'm looking forward to that. You know, that's our expectations. So we'll see.
Let's go right side here. I think question in the front row.
One of your former teammates, Joshua Holsey, tweeted and said that y'all are going to be the best defense in the entire nation. How do you feel about that? Do you think y'all can really live up to that?
Josh Holsey, he made that tweet, and, you know, I guess people took it how they wanted to. And, you know, I don't really want to comment on that. I'm just ready for the season, and, you know, we'll see what things go.
Left side here, front row.
Hey, Jay Tate with AuburnSports.com. Trey, a little bit about Markell Boston. You guys were talking about bringing Noonan back, kind of working together and representing Noonan. Now he's gone like that. Is it tough for you to kind of deal with him not being there? You guys have kind of been talking about playing together for a while.
Yeah, it was tough when he left. But as everyone knows, I've dealt with adversity. It's very easy for me to overcome because, I mean, we go through things every day. And when you bounce, When you fall down, you got to bounce back. You can't just sit there and moan and groan about things because you'll never move forward. So, you know, I had to move forward about that as well, and I still communicate with him, and I wish him the best.
Any other questions for Trey? One last one.
Those of us who haven't had a chance to see Jamel Dean play yet, because he was injured just as he was about to start playing last year, and now he's kind of coming back from injury. Tell me what kind of a player he is and what makes him so valuable on the back end.
Jamel Dean is a very impressive player. He's physical. He's fast. He reminds you of a cheetah. That's how swift and fast he is. He's very smooth. He doesn't talk much, but his action on the field definitely speaks for itself. So everyone should look forward to watching him play as well in the future.